So now we want to introduce Dr. Leah. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Well, good morning, ladies.
And what's our tip today?
Tip is high fiber foods, and they can actually help you lose some weight.
I love that.
You know, and we hear this so much, and honestly, she's right. When I have some high fiber food,
you fill up.
Well, you're not hungry.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It fills up. You absorb water more. Sense that's good and bad, but it can actually absorb some of your calories in a sense. It's like if you eat a bunch of food, and this USDA study that came out talked about how women who double their daily intake of fiber from 12 to 24 grams can absorb about 90 fewer calories a day.
Wow.
So what happens to those calories?
They get, literally, they get bound by the fiber and carried out of the body.
Really? Wow.
And because that fiber, the soluble and insoluble forms of fiber, will kind of just go through the intestines and scrape everything out. And
well, I have to ask you, 24 grams of fiber, what do I have to eat to get that many grams of fiber?
You know, the best foods for high fiber are legumes.
Oh,
beans.
Really?
Those lovely beans, a lot of people avoid because of side effects.
Well, beans are the musical fruit.
So black beans, brown beans, chili
black beans. Like a cup of black beans has about 15 grams of fiber.
Really?
So no,
I love black beans.
Well, they're very satisfying, like in a taco salad.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have the meat, you have the beans. They're delicious. I love refried beans, naturally.
Yeah, and I don't know what...
I think that counts, honey.
I know, I'm just saying I do. But anyway...
Well, like that compared to an apple... Which is, I love apples. They're full of fiber. A medium apple has about 4.4 grams of fiber.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, so that's not bad. For fruit, that's not bad.
We can get to 24 pretty easily then if you have the beans and
six apples.
Now, a lot of people like popcorn.
I love
three cups of popcorn
without the butter
has 3.6 grams of fiber, so it's not a lot. You have to eat a lot of popcorn to get your daily fiber.
Well, I could do that. Well, you have to be air pop, no butter.
Right. Right. Not the movie theater butter. But, yeah, fiber will bind. Now, the downside of a high-fiber diet is it can bind onto minerals as well. So calcium, magnesium, iron, certain things like that the fiber can bind onto at times.
And what does that mean?
It will take it out of the body. Like you take your calcium, magnesium, at the same time you have a really high fiber. There's a possibility, not like it's going to take out all of it, but that the fiber kind of binds onto it and carries it out of the body so you never absorb it.
Oh,
and that's how it's stopping the calories from getting in. Is you're not absorbing the calories. It's actually binding on to some of the fat and protein.
So what do you do?
So there's a balance. Like I have a lot of patients taking their vitamins in the morning, and they're not usually having black beans and stuff in the morning. But at lunchtime or at dinner time, if you have those, you've taken them far enough away from your multivitamins that you've absorbed a lot of those already. And so you don't have to worry about that.
Interesting. So forego the cup of oatmeal that morning for breakfast and go to the black beans for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, I mean, oatmeal definitely doesn't have as many as the black beans as far as fiber. But fiber throughout the day is important, and it's all a balance, you know, truly. And actually, I probably have a lot of people taking their calcium magnesium at night before they go to bed.
Right.
Away from thyroid and all that. So it's a balance. But if you do it throughout the day, that's the best way to do it.
I love that. You know, you've got, I see here that you've got an artichoke. One medium has 6.5 grams of fiber.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot.
And I didn't realize artichokes.
The tips of the leaves, you know?
Gosh.
The artichoke heart is also what they're talking about.
Oh, really?
That center part that a lot of us throw away, but that's the best part.
It sure is,
except for
the thistle that's in there.
What about carrots and broccoli? I mean, what kind of, I always assume that had a lot of fiber.
They do. I mean, I don't know the grams. I don't have that right in front of me, but it's like all vegetables are going to have some forms of fiber. Mm-hmm. These were kind of the highest.
Well, peas are 8.
I know.
0.8.
But see, those again are like a, you know, like a bean.
Yeah, that's a lot, though, for a cup.
Yeah, I mean, a cup of peas is a lot. You think?
Well, yeah, to sit down and eat a cup of peas is a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's just really amazing.
Excellent information.
Good, really good stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome.
So let's tell our listeners how they can find you so they can come personally see you.
Well, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452 9366, and you can go to my website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and on the Chat with Women website, you can find all my information.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
All right. Have a great day.